ARRL has filed comments with the Federal Communications Commission to oppose part of an application that would impact 70-centimeter amateur radio band for telemetry, tracking, and command, TT&C, of satellites. The application from AST & Science, LLC, AST, requests unprecedented authorization to 430 to 440 megahertz for a constellation of totaling 240 satellites to communicate with five ground stations using up to five channels with up to 256K of bandwidth. The formal opposition filed by ARRL's Washington Council asserts that the permission AST seeks to use the 430 to 440 megahertz band should be denied because AST does not demonstrate the need for TT&C spectrum beyond that available within existing allocations. The 70-centimeter band is also used in emergency communications. The comments go on to outline why the application would be non-compliant with the ITU Radio Regulations Treaty. Relay comments to the application are due by August 5, 2025. ARRL will continue to promote and protect amateur radio spectrum. You can read the complete filing at ARRL.org. The ARRL Board of Directors met on July 18th and 19th, 2025, and accomplished work on behalf of members. Some of the highlights of the meeting include establishment of a 10-band DXCC award, review of the status of ARRL's Washington advocacy on amateur radio, creation of a new ARRL museum and research library called Radio Alpha, action on the report and recommendations of the Special Committee on Bylaw 46 that was published in December of 2024 and first considered by the board in January. Also, establishment of a 2026 as the Year of the Club to honor and support the work of ARRL-affiliated radio clubs, and approval for a year-long celebration in 2026 to mark the semi-quincentennial of the United States, including a commemorative ARRL U.S. 250 Work States All Award for contacts made during the year. You can read more about actions taken by the ARRL Board of Directors at ARRL.org or in a member bulletin mailed just a few days ago. Well-known QSL manager Joseph Arcure Jr., W3HNK, has become a silent key, passing away at the age of 91 on July 20th, 25. From the Daily DX profile of Acure, he was licensed in 1956. His first station operated on a modest 40-meter folded dipole.